This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
This week has been the quickest. I've never gone through, you know, the first 2 hours just fly. They just fly right by. I just don't know what to think. Don't know what to think. Hour number three. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in 877-807-4048. This portion of the show, for the time being, is going to be brought to you by S3F Solutions.
Looking for an edge, eliminating the faults, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayer, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3F Solutions. Slow is fast. Fast is smooth.
Check them out at S3FSolutions.com, where they have what I think, in my opinion, is the best drop-in barrel as far as adding accuracy to your Glock that is known to man. I said so. So there. You know, one of the things that the gun grabbers will tell you if you get out there and say, well, you know, the right to keep and bear arms should never be infringed. It shall not be infringed. It's in that way. It's in there for a reason. This is where the beginning of the end of the discussion comes when you're dealing with a gun control advocate. And at that point that you begin to realize they're beginning to think they can't win the discussion. And they will resort to some variation of you just want everyone to have a gun. If you're being interviewed by somebody on media, he'll get out there, he or she will go, you want them to have a gun, and him to have a gun, and them to have a gun, and everybody to have a gun. And they're grandstanding and getting all of this attention and everything. And I've never, you know, I've always been in radio interviews, so I've never been in a TV interview where if that were to happen and they were dancing around, I might tackle them. Which is probably good. I'm not on TV. But this stupid, stupid position they take is indicative of their inability for them to really go anywhere beyond their belief that there should be no guns allowed. That's their belief. That's their worldview. So let's break this down. By the way, for those of you who want to know where this is coming from the DRGO website. It's an excellent resource. Excellent resource. I have said many times that I don't advocate gun ownership for everyone. I advocate you having the right to have a gun. But if you are not the type to have a gun, well, I guess that's just the way it goes. It's not for everybody. It is not for everybody. For the sheep of the world, they don't want to have a gun. Not really. They don't want to have a gun. There's many people who should not have a gun. One of the ones going around right now for the anti-gunners is a female boxer who pulled a gun on her husband, ex-husband, and he took it from her because when she pulled it on him, when he got to that point, she didn't shoot him. And he took it from her and shot her. If you're going to pull a gun and not shoot it, You could do the same thing with a little miniature ball bat or a sap or a billy club. There's a lot of striking instruments. And if you're just going to pull it out and point it at them and do nothing with it, you can just use your hand. But, I digress. Besides the people that are mentally ill and the criminals and everything else, the ones that are not going to employ it, that are just too, cannot get beyond their fear. I've had conversations with people that will tell me, my hands start to shake when I load the magazine. And I'm just thinking, really? Really? I mean, my hands start to shake when I'm handling the bullets. Really? If you have that kind of fear, the first thing I would say is you need some help. These are the same people that will get into a car and take off down the road in something that weighs 4,500 pounds, doing 60 miles an hour, looking at three mirrors at one time, an instrument cluster, talking on their phone, texting on their phone, and changing the radio station while they talk to their kids. And somehow or other they manage to pull that off, but they can't handle a gun. So that part of it is these are the people, if they can't understand that, well, yes, you can handle a gun. You can handle a gun as good as you want to handle a gun. If they can't get past that fear, then they shouldn't have to have, you shouldn't have a gun. Okay? Now, for the people that are out there that make a conscious choice to forego gun ownership, a lot of them will say they have a bad temper or they're afraid they might shoot someone who does not deserve to be shot, and that sort of supports the anti-gun stereotype that people can't be trusted with a gun. I would argue that the majority of this group naturally and sensibly self-selects a gun-free lifestyle. They don't need the government to make the choice for them. Neither do they deserve to have gun owners look down on them for their choice. They're simply being honest, sort of doing everyone a favor. So, I know people that have gone out and gotten their concealed carry permit and don't own a gun. And I've never figured that out. I guess they want to be able to carry something if they ever get one. Then there are those who, when they abstain from gun ownership, if they can't bring themselves to shoot somebody, even in self-defense, that's a problem. I don't understand that at all. I don't understand that choice that they would make. And where there's not a line, a delimiter in place that says, I can only let you go so far and then I have to do something to you. So I don't get that. The self-selection effect may be one of the many reasons that laws restricting gun ownership don't seem to reduce gun violence as one might hope. Much of the work has already been done by people themselves. Your decision to own a gun, especially for protection, involves a complex weighing of various factors, and these include the level of crime in your area, speed of police response, your feelings about self-defense and local gun laws, as well as the personality factors mentioned already. If you don't have any of those, you might do. I can handle that. No big deal. So, I'll tell you why I have guns. I have guns because I know guns, and I know that guns work. And I defended the right for you to have a gun, just like a lot of my friends and a lot of my listeners have defended the right for you to have a gun. And so I'm going to carry a gun. I defended the Constitution voluntarily, and I'm going to enjoy everything it gives out. And anybody that wants to fight me on that, well, okay. Take your best shot. Take your very best shot, because my friends don't wear white collars. Most of my friends wear Mandarin collars, and they zip all the way up, and they protect you against wind and rain, and they may have a camouflage pattern, or maybe not, or maybe they're just wearing a T-shirt, whatever. My friends make gang warfare look like freeze tag. So if you think that you're going to take away my constitutional rights, my civil rights, my natural rights as a human being, take your best shot, because I'll be bringing my friends with me. We'll be right back.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right. Sometimes the claims made by a politician are outrageous, and they're stupid, and everybody should run from them. Welcome back. On a Thursday night, this is Lock and Load, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. hit cancel on that. Let's move on, shall we? This part of the show brought to you in part by S3F Solutions.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayer, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. Slow is fast. Fast is smooth. Check them out at S3FSolutions.com. Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail. She was out there the other day, and she, well, here's another reason to vote for her, folks. Well, let me set you up for this, okay? Let me set you up and make sure we all are on the same page. Per capita murders are at the lowest levels they've ever been in recorded U.S. history. So are the numbers of firearm accidents. Thanks to education efforts by the firearms industry, primarily the NRA. At the same time, the number of gun owners is the highest it has ever been in U.S. history, with the fastest growing segments being young, urban, and female, who we almost never hear about shooting themselves. And concealed carry is expanding nationwide. Shotgun sports, you know, they're fastest growing. Three guns growing. We're a nation that has overwhelmingly embraced firearms as a key part of our culture. More Americans of every walk and life and age and race and political persuasion are becoming gun owners. And yet, for reasons that no one can seem to rationally explain, Hillary Clinton, the Democratic presidential candidate, is attempting to wage war against all of them, all of you, and me. She attempted, what's this coming out of? What publication? Ah, gosh, it doesn't give credit for it. Anyway. Coming out of some unknown mystery publication, Hillary Clinton attempted to focus voters' minds on gun control in New Hampshire on Wednesday, saying there was a big difference between her and Bernie Sanders on the issue. Speaking alongside former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, who was shot in the head during a public event in 2011, Clinton moved to paint herself as a true opponent of the National Rifle Association. She said, "There haven't been a lot of good days when I have stood with friends like the Brady Campaign, there have been a lot of good days when I've stood with friends like the Brady Campaign and Gabby Giffords and Mark Kelly to take on the gun lobby relentlessly, persistently." She was talking to people where the next primary in the presidential race is coming up in next Tuesday. The Brady Bill was named after James Brady, who was shot during the attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan in 1981. Signed into law by Bill Clinton in 1993 with Ronald Reagan's approval and backing, and mandated federal background checks on gun purchases in the U.S. She continues, "Bernie Sanders didn't even mention the epidemic of gun violence last night, perhaps because after voting against the Brady Bill five times and the PLCAA, the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, twice, he's been on the wrong side of this issue for so long." So what she's basically doing with Bernie Sanders in that particular one moment is saying, "Look, Bernie Sanders is constitutional and I am not." Mrs. Clinton, you poor, insane crone of a woman. There is no epidemic of gun violence, you crazy person. She was appearing in Derry, 16 miles south of Manchester, contrasting Sanders' positions with her own record, saying she has fought for gun law reform for many years. She finished by saying, "There's a big difference in this campaign. I have been standing up relentlessly, calling out the gun lobby and doing what I can to penetrate the fear, the acquiescence, the intimidation that too many elected officials feel in the face of their threatening political retaliation." Do you want to know what the retaliation is in the case of the NRA? I will tell you what it is. They publish the vote, and they score the vote, and that's the retaliation. They get out there, and if you vote for an anti-gun bill, they say, "Look, he voted for an anti-gun bill. Remember this guy, so-and-so from such-and-such in this party, in Democrat or Republican Party." That's what they do. They point out the obvious. They point out the part of the record. "Homicides committed with firearms are at a multi-decade low in terms of raw numbers and at an all-time per capita, down from their high point during the presidential administration of Mr. Clinton.
Likewise, Mrs. Clinton, the PLCAA does not shield firearms manufacturers who make defective products or engage in illegal business practices. It only prevents your close friends in the Brady campaign from filing a lawsuit against somebody for them making something that actually worked. Maybe it worked in an abhorrent way in the hands of some morally reprehensible people, but it functioned. You don't get to sue people for other people, criminals taking things and breaking them and using them for their nefarious purposes. Do we sue Chevrolet for them driving a getaway car? Do we sue Ralph Lauren if they're wearing their clothes? The big difference in the campaign here is that Mrs. Clinton, you are the first presidential candidate in American political history who's campaigning on gutting the Bill of Rights. Your belief is that this is the way to salvation and victory. That's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. The craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. Where are you getting this from? Who told you this was a good way to go? Attacking the Constitution, especially today, especially in today's world. This is the 21st century. We live in a world now where, thanks to our porous border and Clinton's little crony pals like Obama and everybody else, the border is wide open and people walk into our side and then they come in and do all kinds of things, all kinds of horrible things. And we can't have it. We can't have that. We can't have that. No. And her answer, this is what they're basically telling you they want to do. We want to invite everybody here. We want all the Syrians here. We want all of the Muslims here. We don't want to invite the people like the British or the French or anybody else that, you know, is more in line with our way of life. But we do want to invite all of the people that want to come in here and saw your damn head off. We want to invite them here. And then after we've done all that, we want to disarm you too. That's what we want to do because we know what's better for you than you do. You poor, incredibly stupid people, you. That's what they're saying. That's her campaign. That's her campaign. She honestly believes she should be elected because she hates the NRA, because she's made an enemy of the NRA. It's not the NRA that you're the enemy of. You're the enemy of the Constitution. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation? Get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What is the right amount of response? That's the question. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This brought to you in part by S3FSolutions.com.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayer, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange and less time. S3FSolutions.com. Slow is fast. Fast is smooth.
The very best drop and barrel ever. Ever. I've talked to the guys at Agency Arms that have them. It's actually an option with Agency Arms, but if you don't want to send your gun to Agency Arms, you can get components from S3F Solutions and go a long way to making your ideal gunfighting gun. Check them out. Coming out of Oklahoma, the public school district has okayed guns on campus. About 400 students in the public school system of Oklahoma will now be protected by armed staff. The school district began advocating for armed staff based on HB 2014, the Special Reserve School Resource Officer Act. Superintendent Charles McMahon spoke exclusively with News on 6, and this is where the story comes from, saying that small school districts like his do not have the luxury of having campus police officers or leaving student safety to local law enforcement. Wilbarger County, Texas has been doing it because they are exactly that way since 2007. They have a very highly developed armed response program there. In OK, Oklahoma, they have to deal with Wagoner County Sheriff's Department, which employs only one deputy to protect and serve the 733 residents of OK. So McMahon says, if something were to ever happen and I didn't try to defend my kids, I couldn't live with that, and that's kind of why we put this in place. Okay, school campuses have posted four brand new signs, which read, please be aware that certain staff members at Okay Public Schools can be legally armed and may use whatever force is necessary to protect our students. He says, hopefully that will never take place, but if it saves a life, it saves a life. This isn't the first school district to recognize the need to protect the school, student safety with more than a gun-free school zone sign. In the 10 years since teachers have been allowed to carry guns in Utah, there have been none at all fatal K-12 school shootings that have occurred in Utah in 10 years. Yeah. In 2013, more than 80 bills were introduced in at least 33 states related to arming teachers or school staff, but only Alabama, Kansas, South Dakota, Tennessee, and Texas enacted laws affecting public schools, according to a report by the Council of School Governments. The Outdoor Channel's in-depth documentary Safe Haven, hosted by Katie Pavlich, was an eye-opening look at just how ineffective gun-free zones really are. Congressman Thomas Massie introduced a comprehensive plan with H.R. 86, the Safe Students Act, which would effectively repeal the Gun-Free School Zone Act of 1990. It would undo it, which currently makes it unlawful for any individual knowingly to possess a firearm at a place that the individual knows or has reasonable cause to believe is a school zone. Wordy, wordy. Representative Massie says gun-free school zones are ineffective. They make people less safe by inviting criminals into target-rich, no-risk environments. Gun-free zones prevent law-abiding citizens from protecting themselves and create vulnerable populations that are targeted by criminals. He also said a bigger federal government can't solve this problem. Weapon bans and gun-free zones are unconstitutional. They do not and cannot prevent criminals or the mentally ill from committing acts of violence, but they only prevent victims of such violence from protecting themselves. Okay, school district superintendent Charles McMahon deserves a bunch of applause for taking this step. A lot of people look at this and would say it is controversial. I say it is the only thing he can do. Until laws are passed to repeal gun-free school zones, it's going to be up to people like Superintendent McMahon to put the mechanism in place, like people like Sean Maloney, to train the people to do it. It's going to be something working in concert where, you know, the trainers get together, the superintendents get together, the teachers get together, they volunteer, and then they all get their kit together, they get their skill set together, and then they continue to refine that skill. And it's beautiful. And it's just like in Utah, 10 years, no school shootings, K-12. They're doing something in OK, Oklahoma, to deter and promote safety for their students against potential shooters. What are they doing in your area? What programs do they have in your area to work that proactively to get out there and take care of themselves? What are they doing around you? In South Carolina, I think we have a bill up right now. I don't know how that's going to work because here in South Carolina, the Senate is about a bunch of cowards and a bunch of hacks. I need to get a South Carolinian senator on the radio with us. That's what we need to do. We need a South Carolinian senator to come on the radio with us and explain to me why they don't do something to change the rules or why they can't work in concert to make it safe in South Carolina and, see what they have to say. There are some good ones without a doubt, but I mean, I don't want the good ones. I want a lackadaisical one. That's what I want. I want a lackadaisical one. And I want them to explain how come they can't look out across the United States and see that other places do it and they do it well. And they have the politicians backing them. There are some people that would say that I live in a fantasy world. I, however, do not agree. Once again, as we're in the third hour, let me point this out. The show is going to be moving on social media. For those of you that have liked the show on social media, we're going to be moving. I'm going to find a place for it to go, and I'm going to take everything there, and I'll leave what I got up at Facebook. But sooner or later, I'm going to wean us off of Facebook. Facebook wants to get out. It's Facebook, it's Facebook's site. Everybody's out there going, well, it's Facebook's site, Bill, and they can do what they want. That's a bunch of poppycock. It was okay last year. It was okay the year before. It was okay the year before that. Something has changed. Gun stuff is going down. Gun violence is going down. Violence overall is going down. We're actually becoming a better group of people here in these United States. And they've decided to get out there and take action against something that is barely a blip. And in the meantime, they're taking down legitimate businesses that have been doing legitimate business for 70 years. Which is about, what, when did Facebook come into play? What year did they, it's probably 65 years longer than Facebook, 70, 60 years, whatever, between 60 and 65 years older than Facebook, and they're taking them down. And that angers me. That angers me. It angers me to not be able to put up a picture of an inanimate object with a dollar figure beside it. And somebody say, well, you're selling that. What if I'm putting it up and saying, this is what it's worth? What if I'm doing that? What if it isn't for sale and I just put a, what if I put $1 beside it and it isn't for sale? What then? Getting banned by you? Okay, fine. You don't, I'm not going to wait on you to do it though. I learned to listen with Hickok 45. I'm telling you, Hickok 45, the nicest guy out there, got kicked off YouTube for nothing, for doing nothing. That which they give, they will take away. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Last time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. I'll get it right. I got it right a lot yesterday. No big deal. This portion of the show brought to you by S3FSolutions.com.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayer, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3F Solutions.com. Slow is fast. Fast is smooth.
Check them out. Check them out. The New England Journal of Medicine doesn't like research parasites. They don't like them. They don't like them at all. That's the term they use in its January 21st editorial data sharing to disparage people who, among other sins, may use the data that they try, that they put out there to try to disprove what the original investigators had posited. Now, that's an amazing statement. And the reporter who wrote this, since they're in the New England Journal of Medicine, should be a preeminent reporter of medical science. The problem here is that they have been so long allied with the anti-gun movement that their judgment has been skewed. Now, here's the thing about science. Science is employed in a lot of different ways. Climate science and gun science, anti-gun science, seems to be about the same thing. It's never transparent. If you want science to be out there, and if you want to say, this proves this, show me how it proves it. Now, one of the things that cannot be disproved ever, and has never been disproved, and they do it all the time, even they try to do it all the time. Let me rephrase that. Whenever John Lott puts something out, or Gary Kleck or Robert Gaius or these guys at DRGO or something, somebody's all the time saying it was flawed, it was this, it was that, it was the other. And the only problem with that is that these guys are transparent. They are transparent. They get out there and they show the study and they show the method by which they came to their hypothesis. And their conclusion, and their, and you know, all of this stuff. So once published, the design and data have to be shared so others can confirm or correct them. Critiquing them, getting that method and critiquing the method is the way you gain credence. Now, the New England Journal of Medicine, they state their motivation. Less a self-serving excuse about honoring patient subjects. What could be better than having high-quality information carefully re-examined for the possibility that new nuggets of useful data are lying there previously unseen? The potential for leveraging existing results for even more benefit, pays tribute to the patients who put themselves at risk to generate the data. The moral imperative is to honor their collective sacrifice. No. No. The moral imperative is to do the science correctly. Carefully re-examine information by others. That's how you validate it. This is about leveraging grants and protocols to generate more publications and career advancement. It's not about being correct. Withholding data is part of the gaming that goes on all too frequently in academic research. It also includes avoiding reporting negative findings and rarely even making up results in order to look good. Funding depends on appearing productive. Reputation and rank comes with success competing with other researchers for recognition. All of this is why you need to have research parasites, as they call them, or professionals who can analyze and glean from this data and then report on what academic studies really mean, which is often less than the media or even their authors would claim. And this is the huge problem among this public health research community. They've never seen an anti-gun claim they can't underwrite or a pro-rights position they won't cut, all the while ignoring overwhelmingly safe routine firearms use and hundreds of thousands of defensive uses that prevent harm each year. Conflicting findings are instantly discredited since they do not come from the tight-knit community of self-validating anti-gun authorities. This is even more problematic as it comes from the social sciences that depend on assessing behaviors, not the hard science disciplines in which the objective experimentation is the gold standard. All of this began in 1993 when Arthur Kellerman and Frederick Rivera published Gun Ownership as a Risk Factor for Homicide in the Home. This is where the notorious claim that having a firearm in a home increases the risk of being murdered by a gun by 2.7. Now, they picked three violent crime-ridden urban neighborhoods to study, didn't even determine whether the firearms were owned by household members or others, and never considered that owning firearms for protection is very different from having them in order to assault. And as far as anybody knows, they never released the raw data for their review. And that pattern has has continued ever since. And it's going to continue. Here's another one. The accessibility of firearms and risk for suicide and homicide victimization among household members. That was in the January 2014 Annals of Internal Medicine. They discovered that most suicides and homicides occur at home. The presence of firearms is notably associated with adolescent suicide. Firearms stored loaded or unlocked are more likely to be used than those that are unloaded or locked. And women are more likely than men to be victims of homicide at home. Like, that wasn't already known. But they ignore the fundamental risk factors of mental illness and criminality and the good in firearms use to prevent victimization. Guns in a home do not draw people to kill as moths to a flame. Then there's the relationship between gun ownership and stranger and non-stranger firearm homicide rates in the United States, 1981 to 2010, from the October 2014 American Journal of Public Health. They found a correlation between gun ownership and homicides by acquaintances, not strangers. It seemed that homicide rates change by about 1.3%, with each 1% change in gun ownership rate. Of course, there are more households with guns than get acknowledged, so those rate relationships aren't reliable. They only count the homes where things are happening, and they don't count the homes where it doesn't. They're not part of it. Their cause, gun ownership, can be affect homicide. People are more likely to acquire firearms when they observe higher rates of homicide. And as always, no attention is given to how gun ownership may prevent more homicides than do occur. So, take it for what it's worth. It's some of these things are simply going to be not worth the paper they're printed on. If you're a reader of one of these journals, if you want to read about the real medical, if you want to read about some good medical people, go to drgo.us. That's why I had them on. That's why I'm going to continue to have them on. I was so stoked when Dr. John called me today. Well, he emailed me first, then he called me, and I was like, ha, 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 ha. But and here's the thing. Here's the thing about this. This is what makes this weird to me. If somebody carjacks a car without a gun and throws a mother in the street and takes off with the car, with the child in the car, they don't blame the car, they don't blame the mother, they don't blame the child, they blame the carjacker. If somebody bombs a place, they don't blame the company that made the pressure cooker or the company that made the components that went in the bomb, they blame the bomber. Guns are a totally different thing. They blame the gun. It's always about the gun. One thing, I got to have a talk with Dr. John about this, because he doesn't like to name names about the shooters and these pre-shooting incidents. To me, that makes it easier for them to place more of the blame on the gun. The perpetrator has gone on to infamy. Not saying his name is putting your eyes, hands over your eyes, and making believe that it doesn't exist. We got to place the blame where it belongs so that they don't place the blame where it doesn't belong, which is with the inanimate object. I don't know what we're doing tomorrow, but we're going to be doing something special. I haven't figured that out yet. It'll be a surprise for everybody. We'll do this again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. Has been. Always going to be about total control on a Thursday. This has been Lock and Load. Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.